We are here at the Planet's Whim. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.
It's blown my mind. It's terrifying.
I've been watching today's earthquake videos. Here's a guy who ran video as he tried to keep his balance in his apartment.
Oh, oh my God. This is so scary. Holy TV fell. Oh.
I've heard reports it lasted 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes.
It was a terrifying sensation. The entire floor was shaking, almost like a carnival ride, and only you never knew when it was going to stop.
The high rises kept swaying in slow motion even after the shaking stopped. And the tsunami.
You're seeing live footage of a tsunami engulfing.
A tsunami broadcast live. Did you see that wave race across the farm fields? After hitting the coast at something like 480 miles an hour, it raced towards roads with traffic on them. And the traffic doesn't seem to notice. The cars seem to drive right into it because they had no idea. We are here at the Planet's Whim.
When the quake first hit, people ran to the middle of the road, and I thought some people were going to get run down by cars just because they were so panicked.
I work in an office not too far from a large body of water, trying to imagine just what the evasive maneuver would be if a 30-foot wave came rushing up the street. And doesn't it make the stuff that wars are fought over seem insignificant? Like Libya, a war being fought because one guy won't quit his job. It'd be better, I think, for the nations of the world to concentrate their defense spending on defending mankind from the whims of this planet, because, frankly, it doesn't seem to give a rip about collateral damage. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.